Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you may be, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. This week we're going to be exploring unleashing excellence, and the context in which I want to explore that is most of you know, if you're a regular listener of this, I am not only a transformative coach in my work, but I train other people as coaches. So I spend a fair bit of time thinking about what coaching is all about, what we're up to when we coach people. And this week, as I'm doing these podcasts, I'm also doing a live masterclass series, which is called A Taste of Super Coach Academy. Now, it's booked up. You can't attend live. We have over 1,000 people, but you can still join us for the Academy, and you will be able to get access to recordings from the masterclass series. So if you're interested in that, go to supercoachacademy.com and you'll be able to sign up, if not in real time, because I don't quite know how they've got this set up. You know, at some point, you'll certainly be able to register your interest and learn more about Super Coach Academy. But unleashing excellence is one of the best descriptions that I've got for what truly effective coaching is. It's unleashing in the sense that excellence is a capacity that is already inside us. We all have within us a capacity for excellence, a capacity for high performance, an ability that is sometimes completely untapped, sometimes occasionally tapped, and sometimes regularly tapped in pursuit of whatever it is that we're in pursuit of in our lives. And so it's not really something that needs to be created. It's something that needs to be unleashed. Now, with that one caveat, there's a description of coaching that I first learned from Dr. Richard Bandler, who is my mentor in NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, when I was a master trainer of neuro-linguistic programming and led trainings with Richard Bandler, who was the creator of the field. And he talked about it as a metadisciplinary field, a field about other fields. And he would say, our job is to create excellence in the performance of human beings, regardless of what they do. And I loved that, but as I worked with clients and I saw the innate nature of excellence, the innate capacity within us for excellence, I thought the word create's not right. It's not something that has to be put in. It's not something that has to be installed. It's something that needs to be released. You probably know the story. It's a really famous story of Michelangelo. When asked how did he carve such beautiful angels, he said, well, the angel was already in the marble. You know, what I did was I released the angel from the marble. Well, what we do as coaches, what you do in yourself when you cultivate excellence in your performance, in whatever it is that you do, is you unleash it. You carve away that which is not it, and what is left is the very source of excellence. And over the course of the next couple of podcasts, I'm going to be exploring that in different ways. But for today, I wanted you to just kind of take this as an idea and just contemplate, what would it be to unleash excellence in yourself? What would it be to unleash excellence in the field that you're engaged in? What would it be like to unleash excellence in pursuit of a particular goal or project that you're engaged in right now? And I'd love you to, I mean, whether or not you share it, I'd love you to write that down and kind of have that as a reference as we go through the podcast this week. But also, feel free to share it. You can go onto the Inside Out community on Facebook, and you can share your kind of answers, your early responses, your first thoughts on what it would be, what it would mean, what it would look like, how other people would know if your excellence was unleashed in pursuit of whatever it is that you're pursuing, in the creation of whatever it is that you're creating, in stepping out into the world and holding yourself and allowing yourself and unleashing in yourself a higher standard of performance. Have fun, learn heaps, happy exploring, and we'll talk more about this in the next podcast.